Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. You've got Bo here. He's over to my right. Abe is to my left. He's in for Mike today. And I am Allie Mack. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've got Bob Iback of Nyco Sports joining us. Of course, the All-Star Game is in Atlanta this week. And Bob is here to give us all the info on that 2025 MLB Atlanta All-Star Game bat. Bob, thanks for joining us on the show today. I have to imagine this week is a little bit insane for you.
Oh, it is. You know, Allie Mack, it's been crazy. I've been in baseball for many, many years, going back to my years when I was a sports writer with the Washington Post in Baltimore Sun, covered Major League Baseball in those days, and then I went with the Chicago Cubs in their front office. So I've seen a lot of these All-Star games over the years, and always so exciting, always so different. But I've never kind of anticipated one quite like this, the third time in Atlanta history. It's ever going to be in that city. I know 1972, I watched the game at Fulton County Stadium. Mm-hmm. In 2000, it was at Turner Field, and now it's at Truist Park. And this is kind of historic because on this bat that I'm about to talk about, you're going to get something. I don't like to use the word unique, and I don't throw it out there very often, but this is unique because on the barrel of this 34-inch navy wooden bat, it's beautiful. You're going to have Aaron Judge, a picture of him, mm-hmm. and Shohei Ohtani, the two top vote-getters in the American League and National League. And I don't believe I've seen a product out there that has both of these historic and future Hall of Famers on the same item. So when I give out that phone number and website in just a minute, how you can order these, this will become something, if you're a collector or you're just a fan of Major League Baseball, this is truly a gem to own. Now, they'll have the official All-Star Game logo on the barrel of the bat, along with that photograph of Judge and Ohtani, and their full game action photographs also of Ronald Acuna Jr. and Chris Sale, who are the two Braves representatives. I don't believe Sale's going to be in the game because of injury. But we also have stadium history listed, background image of the Truist Park on one side of the bat. It'll be updated with the All-Star Game MVP and the Home Run Derby winner. And everything is limited. Only 2,025 of these bats will ever be produced, with a portion of the sales going to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. It'll have that official All-Star Game logo on there. So everything is fully licensed by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. And again, only 2,025 of these will ever be produced. You'll get a individually hand-numbered certificate of authenticity, and each bat will be numbered. So here's how you can get it. They're $149.95, but again, only 2,025 of these will ever be produced, a very low number, and we just started doing it this morning. Your show is the first one to have it. So again, $149.95. Here's the two ways that you can order these bats. I would urge people do it sooner than later, because with Ohtani and Judge being on the barrel of that bat, these are going to go very fast. The toll-free number is 800-345-2868. Again, that's 800-345-2868. Or just go to the website. You can see it there. It is a beautiful looking. NycoSports.com. It's spelled NICOSports.com. That's NICOSports.com. Again, that phone number, 800-345-2868. This makes a great item for maybe a birthday, an anniversary, or just to put up in maybe the man cave or the she shed.
Yeah, it's a great collectible for those who are looking, but also, as you mentioned, a great gift. The other cool thing here, if you are looking for this for a gift for someone, it says here it's going to be available by September, so it'll be able to give and wrapped up and ready for under the Christmas tree or the holiday season as well.
That's so right. These are all handmade. I've had some of the bats produced by Coopersburg company, and they are just unbelievable. People have walked into my man cave and seen some of their products, and they say, wow, where did you get that? But they've never seen something like this with Judge and Ohtani on the same barrel of the bat. That's what makes this historic, and I guarantee you, in years to come, you get a couple of these. Put them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get about four or five of them. Put them away. It's like an insurance bond, you know. You'll be able to sell this thing probably for three or four times the price in years to come.
Hey, Bob, you're expecting in that home run derby slot, Matt Olson's name is going to be put there, right?
Right. Yep. And I love the home run derby. It's something that Major League Baseball has come up with. Adds a lot of drama to the whole thing. And it's the game itself is different than when I covered it back in the 1980s and in the 1970s when I was a sports writer. And of course with the Baltimore Sun, I covered the old Orioles, which had some great teams with Brooks Robinson and Frank Robinson and Boog Powell. I could only imagine what they would have done in a home run derby.
Well, again, you can get that bat at NycoSports.com. 800-345-2868 is that toll-free number. Bob, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work. When I get down your way, I always tune you guys in. Doing a great job.
Thanks so much, Bob. That is Bob Ibog of Nyco Sports. Appreciate the time. Make sure to grab your 2025 MLB Atlanta All-Star Game bat. $5 of each bat sold is being donated to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. So you get a gift, do some good at the same time. It's NycoSports.com. Now, of course, that's a reminder that the All-Star Game is happening tonight. Well, the Home Run Derby is tonight. All-Star Game is tomorrow. Matt Olson will be trying to become the first Brave to win. I was hoping he would say Matt Olson's name is definitely going in that home run slot, because that's what I want.
Yeah, you wanted him to play up to the home crowd a little bit. Bob, you know, he was at one point a respected journalist.
Journalist.
Wow. You know what? Hey, guys, if you can't say it in sync, don't say it at all. I'm just kidding. So he didn't want to go there. But, you know, yeah, those bats are pretty cool. I've got one for the World Series. And so they're always pretty, you know, when they won the World's 21 World Series.
Were there only 2,021 of them made at that time?
I don't know the exact number, Abe. I don't know why you have to do things like that. I do know that I got one.
Didn't know
one,
how he came up with the number 2,025 available.
Dylan, just get out of here with my segment. Let's go. Baron Burton's W sauce is always. Dude, I'm telling you, I put it on. I did my steak tacos Saturday. Allie, mm-hmm. I told you about that when I did the I had the flank steak. I put the Baron Burton's on there first. Then I put all the other ingredients I used for the marinade and basically just tenders it up. I threw it on the – I had the egg. I fired that egg. I had the egg up to, like, 550 degrees. Threw them on there. Got it, like, medium rare. Turned out perfect. I sent you and Dylan pictures. I know meat pictures don't really do it for you because you're – you know, if it was a piece of tofu, you'd like it better.
Hey, yo.
But, I mean, it was
– Dylan.
It was as – it tasted as good as it looked. I'm just going to tell you that. And don't forget – and I washed it down with an Allen Lager from New Realm Brewing. All right.
Woo-doo.
I saw this this clip. It was like a two-minute clip. I hope Dylan read my mind because I didn't give him any instructions on how to edit it other than I need some of this. But I think it was pretty easy. Frank Thomas is on with Ozzie Guillen and some random dude that does the hosting show on the what would be like – you know, the FanDuel version, you know, our FanDuel Braves broadcast, right? And it's like NBC Sports or something that does the White Sox games. And Frank Thomas goes in an absolute rant, which I think a lot of us can relate to. And that's this whole lifting a ball. He talked about how he's like, I've never heard the term for a batter to lift the ball. You know, it's basically the same thing as launch angle in baseball. Dylan, let's hear from Frank Thomas on this rant.
I do not want to hear another hitter say, put the ball in the air. You cut the ball in half, you finish right, the ball will get in the air. Do not say, I'm trying to hit the ball in the air. You try to hit the ball in the air consistently, 20, you're going to be hit 220 and above. I'm just telling you right now, do not try to put the ball in the air. I've heard that too much this year. So that's why so many guys in the big leagues right now are hitting 250 and below, because of that approach. If your ball's elevated, you stay through the baseball, it will jump out of the ballpark. The ball's middle down, you stay through the baseball, you cut it in half, the ball is out of the ballpark. Even the ball down the ground, you get down through the baseball, you cut it in half, it backspins out of the ballpark.
Yeah, he went on and on about it. Like, you know, he went up and down about how, you know, the middle of the plate. But this is where we're at in today's game, and it's so frustrating because everything is – all you want to hear is about launch angle. It's lifting the ball for hitters, and it's throwing the ball as hard as you can. And it's it to me, that's some of why you see guys like Michael Harris is what he's in, and these guys hitting 200. And it's some of why you have guys throwing their arms out and having being on their second Tommy John surgery and like 25 years old.
Is this what I do the major league? With your speed, you should be hitting it on the ground and running it out. I mean, yeah, like, it'd be nice, but at the same time, we've also come to a point where there's been a lot of science and a lot of study being done, and baseball has made it very clear that they're comfortable with you hitting 240, 250 if that comes along with 30, 35, 40 home runs. You've also obviously got the guys like Acuna, like Judge, who can somehow also get to 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60 home runs while hitting in the 330s, 340s, whatever the number is. So a couple guys can make it work. But there's obviously been an announcement from Major League Baseball that we don't care if you strike out a bunch as long as you hit the ball over the fence.
Well, I don't think baseball made an announcement. I think it's just the way the game has slowly progressed to where it's like –
I think they unintentionally announce it when they pay guys who hit 250, 280, $290, $300 million
well,
because they also hit 45 dingers.
Well, they have 45 homers and 140 RBIs.
Yeah.
Because they're producing. But also, you know, there's a lot of guys that are doing that don't need to be trying to do that.
Correct.
I think Michael Harris is one. I think Michael Harris has great power, but he doesn't need to be trying to do it. Just get on freaking base.
There used to be batters here and there that you'd almost wish they wouldn't hit home runs because then they get home run happy, right? They start trying to pull the ball. They start trying to hit home runs. And you're like, man,
yeah.
You used to be so good. Rafael Furcal would get into a run of this at times.
I think Ozzie got into it a little bit too.
Yeah, and that's why I was going to bring him up as well. It's just like, man, keep doing what has you batting 280, 290. If the home run comes, great. We'll take singles. We'll take doubles. Do what you do. But you get two home run happy, and it really puts you in a slump, and you just can't pull out of it.
Yeah, and it's a very frustrating thing to watch. But I just love that somebody – see, it's great that Frank Thomas wants to say this, but we're eventually going to need a couple of these guys who were legends in the game to almost get down and coach and kind of put a stop to this because Chipper Jones has talked about it as well. And I think Chipper might have been the first old head to really come out that I remember hearing to come out about it. And it's just like you're going to have to help these young guys get out of this. And I don't know if they need to go to the minor league. I don't know where this is being taught. And it might be being taught in some of the guys in college and
I think it's
in some
even
of these
before that.
Smaller leagues, you know. I know that I blame some of the travel ball with why guys are throwing their arms out. They're pitching too much. They can't play year-long baseball and not have a Tommy John surgery as hard as they throw.
Well, and travel ball is just – it's pretty much required now as you're coming up in baseball. Everybody's doing – my sister has four kids, and her kids play travel ball. It's insane.
It's
how do you even handle that?
It's way too much.
Well, things are kicking up around here, but that is our time. It's going to do it for us today. For Bo, Dylan, Abe, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. We'll be back at SEC Media Days tomorrow. This steakhouse is coming up next, live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.